say for instance, you finance a car for $1,000. You're charging about $104 interest. Well, the bank charges $100 interest, so we're about $4 more to bank. Really, it's not too desirable a deal if you don't make more than that on it. Well, if it's a good person, it's all right. But if it's one you're going to have to run down and chase every month, you have to worry with, it's not too good an idea.
Yeah, I usually went through the bank.
That's a sensible way to do. In fact, I recommend my friends and the younger ones in my family that they go to the bank on these things. I tell them stay away from home companies. because these others make too much off of them. Now, I'll admit you get up high enough on loans. You have to charge a low rate. The bigger the loan, the less the rate you can charge. Fact is, on the first $300, you can charge $18 a hundred. That's $54. That's $54 on the first $300. That's pretty high rate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's those that go up from there, of course. Then for each hundred after that, you can charge only $8. Then cut out after that. So if they borrowed a pretty big amount, tell you the truth, some of the loans bank charge is more than we do. Bank doesn't have to worry about being charged. They charge just about anything they want to because they have bank examiners, and bank examiners don't care. They let them charge whatever. The bank examiners want to be sure they're making solid loans that they're not going to lose, or they're not going to lose money. But the regulatory loan commission is the one that goes after on the rates, and the banks are not examined by the regulatory loan commission. Only the small loan companies are examined by them. And they get pretty rambunctious sometimes.
This last car I bought right here, I thought about it for investment in the bank, but it was a little bit, and I could get a better break on brakes from Alabama Farm Bureau, so I did it through that. But before I did,
that's kind of a credit union, I imagine, isn't it?
Kind of. And before I did that, I investigated the system they had there at the automobile place. Usually I don't even consider that because most automobile companies' financial rankings don't have the best reputation in the world. You know. So, but just for the heck of it, I did. And I kind of played them off each other. And you would be amazed at how much the automobile dealership came down from their original figure. So that was why I was asking you about, shopping around. That sort of thing.
Well, now the dealers will cut the prices if they have to.
But I've never heard of them doing that with their financial arrangements,
I don't know. They may not be telling you the truth. they may say they're going to get the bank to do it, and they're the ones that end up doing it. They're probably not telling you that they're the ones that are taking the loss, or the reduction, I should say. Sometimes a dealer will want a note, and he'll cut the price on it, and he'll tell you, well, I'll get it financed at such and such price. And he's just telling the field on it. The bank's not cutting the rate, but they're cutting that profit on it.